Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to the first episode of Nostalgia. I am your host, Victoria Pennant, and I hope you are excited as I am for this first episode of my podcast. I'm sure that we've all heard the phrase, "Song reminds me of the good old days." This song reminds me of John, Jane, Susan, whoever. Even I remember exactly where I was when I first heard this song. These are just like well-known phrases when it comes and associated with music. And it's just strange how particular beats, rhythms, melodies can take us back and evoke certain feelings and memories and, you know, all that good stuff. This is not some heebie-jeebie kind of ish. This is like proper science to this. And those sweet sounds that we call music stimulate different parts of our brain. In particular, our brain's cortex, and it allows us to visualize images and emotions associated with the songs. This is called nostalgia. So this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. This is why I'm here. This is why you're listening to my voice, because I believe music does have, and it will always have the power to give us nostalgia. And that's what I want to tap into. I want to tap into those heebie-jeebie, those good feelings, those, you know, those feel-good vibes, that juju, that goodness. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear how you felt when you first heard songs, the songs that make you cry, the songs that make you laugh, the songs that just remind you of just the most important people in your lives. I want to hear those stories and I want to hear those songs. So that's what nostalgia essentially is. A nostalgia is where music and storytelling meet. They become friends, they mix up, they become best friends and buddies. Like, that's where they meet. I want music to be the vehicle to tap into your nostalgia. And I want to hear your stories. I want you to tell your stories through the songs that you choose, like your specially created playlist. These songs could be anything from your childhood. They can be something that helped you through a breakup, songs that simply captured you and just refused to let you go. Whatever the story is behind it, I just want to hear it. I want to hear all about it. So I'll be inviting guests, which is why I keep saying you. I'll be inviting guests onto the show, and it may be people that you know. It may be like special, you know, special people that have a little clout behind their name, but it just may be the everyday man, the everyday person, even my friends, my family, like whoever. I just want to hear these stories. So if you're a music lover, if you are looking for something to tickle your eardrums, and if you want to find new music and you want to learn about new songs and just want to build your library, like, this is the best place for you. And also, if you want to hear stories, this is the completely best place for you. So it would only make sense for me to kick off my first episode as an introduction, which is why it's called Introduction to Myself, for you to get to know a little bit more about me and my story and my songs. It just would only make sense. So first of all, top line, first off the bat, I work in media by day. I'm a freelance writer and obviously a podcast producer and maker. Music has always been so important. It's so essential to me. Like, I don't ever remember a moment growing up where music wasn't important. Like, I literally watched Lion King this weekend and it was just like, oh my God, it just brought back everything. Like, I could just literally see my young self just like sitting like glued in front of TV, just watching Lion King, like literally like streaming down my face, tears streaming down my face, because it was just brought back so much, so much. And yeah, I love music, basically. I just love it. Disclaimer, it was really, 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 really hard for me to kind of choose five freaking songs for me to say, yeah, these songs are just me. They encapsulate me. They tell my story. It's just all about me. It was so hard to do. So I finally got there. It was like, went from 10 to 7. And then I was like, okay, cool. I can do this. I can do 5. So I want to kick off my first song. You know, kick it off strong. I'm not, you know, not going to do anything too weak. Just going to make it, you know, just go in with a bang. I'm not holding back. My first song is by Wale. And it's called Ambition.
The time is now.
I'll give you a little bit of backstory after you have a little listen to it. Enjoy.
Took my heart away from money. I ain't interested in fame. And I pray that never change. Ambition is priceless. It's something that's in your veins. And I put that on my name.
Only hope I had was selling dope. Was on my grind cause times was harder than the cellar float. My mama taught me never steal and never tell them folks. I grew up looking up to the ticket, I was selling coke. Oh, I was raised by the stop sign. No religion, I was getting saved by the Glock 9. By the minute, I was getting paid like the hotline. Serving rolling, fiends was calling. We was that kind, well connected, well respected and well protected, and get accepted, was rejected, now they regret it, and get my message, was a signal when I was texting, the chickens I was calling was fraud, and I learned my lesson, now I move with aggression, use my mind as a weapon, cause chances are never given, they took them like interceptions, so throw that pass, I'll be the cornerback, me and Falarin, MMG gon' bring that Warner back.
My ambition. A dream, though it's harder to live. They gon' love me for my ambition. Easy to dream, a dream, though it's harder to live. They gon' love me for my ambition. Easy to dream, a dream, though it's harder to live. They gon' love me for my ambition.
It speaks for itself.
Beautiful music, painting pictures, it be my vision.
Define ambition for me. My ambition to win, just to get me some ends. Help me pay my little rent, maybe sit in the Benz. I saw mama praying as she wait on results. It was hot in the kitchen, can I wait on the porch? My father was missing, warlord Oliver North. Life was digging me deeper, I kept on coming up short. Breaking so many laws, waking up in the dark. Who cut my power off? It's time to move that powder soft. Not too many options when you coming from the projects. Sitting in the trap, now you moving Cyndi Lauper. Girls wanna have fun, and it will end with some change. And I doubt that ever change. Ambition is priceless, that's something that's in your veins. And I doubt that ever change. Ambition is my issue, and I put that on my name. And I doubt that ever change.
For my ambition. Easy to dream a dream, though it's harder to live. They gon' love me for my ambition. Easy to dream a dream, though it's harder to live. They gon' love me for my ambition. Easy to dream a dream, though it's harder to live. They gon' love me for my ambition. Beautiful music, painting pictures, it be my vision.
Well wishes to my opposition. You should probably cop a plea before you cop a pistol. I got nothing against them, they got some potential. But every nigga who can read gotta get his issue. Subscribers again reside where all the lions and killers be. And I ain't spend a minute up in the streets, but I'm limitless mentally. I'm lyrically ZMT, LeBron-ish. I was in the six after 23. And family gets everything, and money is less important. Long as your mama love ya, don't ever love a woman. I got a lot of dishes. They got a lot of feelings, but I got that green on my eyes, and that ain't no Donnie Simpson. I retired again. Fuck you in your position. They play so them too slippery, and can't even kick it. Y'all rambling, talking this, this shit, these bitches. You know you real, you don't say it. You know you real, we gon' feel it. Ralph.
Beautiful music, painting pictures, this be my vision. They gon' love me for my ambition.
So the reason why I chose that song is because it has taken me well over a year to pull this podcast together. I have had, it's almost like a baby that has been brewing inside of me forever. And I just want, I just had to let it out. Like it was time to just give birth to this child. This was literally, this album, Wale's album, Ambition, funny enough, was the album that got me through college. Although I didn't do the greatest in college, my dreams and ambitions and just the hunger for me to want to do better in my life, it kind of propelled me like forward, and it got me through college. You know, it's just crazy how could someone can just like kind of rap about ambition, and it kind of just gets you just hyped, like, yeah, I'm ready to kind of slay, I'm ready to make shit happen. But yeah, I honestly think Wale is just like a seriously, grossly underrated rapper. He drops gems every now and then, But I just think, like, he's just not in the public eye. He's not necessarily like, oh my gosh, he's not like a Drake, you know, God status. But yeah, the line that gets me every time, it's easy to dream a dream, although it's harder to live it. Like, it's, you can literally like have a dream, like my podcast, and you could be dreaming it and think about all these grand things that you want to do. But like, it took me so much. It's even hard for me to even sit here and record this. Like, it's harder to actually make your dreams a reality. But, you know, if you don't work, you know, your dreams never will. So yeah, I thought it was fitting to kind of kick that song off, like to kick on my playlist with that song. But yeah, it's like really time to let my baby out in the world. Yeah, it was literally just, that song just brings back so much nostalgia of college. Like, I literally was a music fiend and used to find and search for just like any sort of music. Like, I just had to have, there was no Spotify back in the day, so I just literally had to have music on my phone. So it was like a proper mission for me to go out and search and look and hunt for music. And that could either be word of mouth, it could either be me like just sitting down researching, just blogs, just anything, just trying to find just something to kind of like keep my cup full in terms of music. But yeah, I completely enjoy that album, rings it out. I still kind of dip into it every now and then. Like, it's a really, really good album. Like, definitely recommend it. But yes, on to my second song, by the great Kendrick Lamar, obviously. It is from his EP, Section 80. Just like, oh, like all freaking hell. It's Poor Man's Dreams, his vice.
I used to want to see the penitentiary way after elementary. Thought it was cool to look the judge in the face when he sentenced me. Since my uncles was institutionalized, my intuition had said I was suited for family size. My mom is stressing my daddy side. I need me a weapon, these looking fried. Every minute, hour and second, ministers try to save me. How I'm gonna listen when I don't even hear God? Heaven or hell, base it all on my instincts. My hands dirty, you worried about mud in your sink. You like to mistake a street fucking for real. The same nigga that killed with you, squeal with you. I deal with you like my son, stare at the sun. And you'll be looking in my eyes, homie. Stand for something or fall for anything. And you working with two left feet at the skating rink. But anyway, this for my sins. Uncles, 23 hours sending me pictures. I want you to know that I'm so determined to blow. That you hear the music I wrote, hope it gets you off death row. You came home to a pocket full of stones, a Metro PC phone, then you went back in. So when I touch the pen is in my view. I'ma get it right, just so you.
Smoke good, eat good, live good. 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 Smoke good, eat good, live good.
And I do this for the city. Got some Hennessy in my reels looking with me. Fuck the police, they gon' have to come and get me. If it feel good, tell you holly if you hit me.
You like the mistake of street fucking for real looking. The same looking that kill with ya, squeal with ya. I like to start it out from the bottom and build with ya. Be on my last dollar and split the bill with ya. I'm 23 with morals and plans to live in cordial. Not rich but wealthy, it's nothing you can tell me. My killings are not remorseful. The city got my back, before that I give them my torso. You think about it, and don't call me lyrical. Cause really I'm just a thing that's evil and spiritual. I know some rappers using big words to make they similes curve. My simple it should be more pivotal. I penetrate the hearts of good kids and criminals. Worry some individuals that live life critical. So won't you bear witness while I bare feet, so you can walk in my shoes and get to know me. But anyway, this for my pops. On his lunch break, eating in that parking lot. I wanna be heard, probably thought he worked my nerves. But really, he was stressing me, getting what I deserve. Somebody said my name on the radio, he ain't know I was ready for the world that minute. So the next time he roll up and drop grams in it, he probably be out of work, laid back while he
smoke good, eat good, live good. 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 Smoke good, eat good, live good.
And I do this for the city. Got some Hennessy in my reels looking with me. Fuck the police, they gon' have to come and get me. If it feel good, tell you holly if you hit me.
Ooh. church is definitely on the move, and now we done took it up to the cathedral, cause the ism is enormous, you know what I'm talking about? We out here rotating under the 5 P's, proper preparation prevents poor performance, you know what I'm talking about? Doing my thing as I'm rotating with my speakers thumping, from the Windy City streets all the way out here to the streets of Compton, you know what I'm talking about? Church is definitely on the move, and we gonna continue to hustle and grow and develop by far, as I rotate with my true player partner by the name of Kendrick Lamar. You know what I'm talking about? This is the ism, this is the vision. You know what I'm talking about? Gotta get up off your ass and get it, man. That's the only way your pockets gonna expand. I tell you every day, you know what I'm talking about? Apply yourself to supply your wealth. Only limitations you ever have are those that you place upon yourself. Church is definitely on the move, you know what I'm talking about? Exercise your ism and don't depend on no one else. Cathedral, church, ism.
I am a sucker, like a complete and utter sucker for songs where men just pour out their heart, they pour their hearts out. I don't know what it is, like just men just kind of talking about, this is how I feel about you, or this is how life is like making me, like I'm, this is how I'm experiencing life. I don't know what it is. Like, I just love songs like that. And I feel like Poor Man's Dream is like one of those songs where I'm just like, oh. Again, Kendrick, a little bit of context about me. I love artists when they're in their prime, when they're in their, like, not prime, but in the early stages, like, they're baby, they're finding their feet. They're like toddlers, just, like, learning how to walk, and they're finding their way. And, like, I love their EPs. I will love their EPs. I will love the early days. I feel like they're a bit more raw. And then when they kind of, like, grow up and, you know, become adults, and then the world kind of puts all this pressure on them, I feel like they change. I just like it when they're in their very early stages. Much like kids, I love kids when they're toddlers. Like, they're cool when they're adults, but when they're toddlers, I love them even more. But yeah, this is how I feel about music, and I feel about quite a few artists. So yeah, you will quickly learn that I just love their first or second projects. I don't really like anything kind of beyond that. I can appreciate their songs, but I don't really like anything beyond that. But anyway, this song just takes me way back. It is just like, it's from the project that brought us High Power. Freaking amazing. Again, this is from my college days. Really, 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 really connected to this song. I felt like it was a time and an era where I was still learning. I was still finding myself. I was still understanding myself. I just kept coming back to this song. And I just kept re-listening to it. I kept, like, vibing to it. It was I think it almost opened my world to just, like, rap, like, on a different kind of scale. I don't know. Like, maybe a new kind of version of rap, or just the whole new, like, Kendrick Lamar kind of style. Like, he gave a fresh perspective on storytelling. Like, it was motivation, and it was strong through just so much. Like, it was, like, I felt like he bled his heart out, and he was just so, like, this is me, I'm just completely different, I'm just completely new, and it just was so fitting around the time that I was kind of, like, learning and growing and developing. So these first two songs are almost, like, my foundation of, like, music and kind of where it kind of took me and where it kind of my interest and where they kind of developed, I guess. I guess it was just like the coming of age songs that just kind of stuck with me, and I just can't, like, it just captured me, and I can't just let go. Like, I cannot. These is why they're probably so, like, prevalent to me. I still kind of draw inspiration from it. I still draw inspiration from that project, and I still kind of go back to it every now and kind of need some motivation, or just want to tap into that kind of, like, yeah, I'm still learning, I'm still studying, I'm still doing this, and kind of want, like, a little boost. I still kind of draw from that. So, Poor Man's Dreams, like, amazing. Like, I just love the 4 P's. Was it 5 P's? Proper preparation prevents poor performance. Like, he's just a G. Like, absolute G. Completely love him. Cannot, like, deny him. Love him, you know, I love him now. Love him more then. But, you know, it's all love. It is all love. So on to my third song. Golden by Jill Scott.
Oh,
my next song is Whitney Houston, My Love Is Your Love. This song came out when I was just like a little bubba. Like, I don't even know. Okay, I do know. But like, I came out when I was pretty young. The backstory behind this. I think this song, it like gives me the most nostalgia. I think the first couple of songs are songs that mean a lot to me. And I have kind of like grown and made me and developed to who I am today. But these last two songs are like my legs. I don't know, my feet, just my foundation, just everything. I know I said foundation before, but these are like, these are like my parents. These are literally my parents. This is like, this one's for my mom and the next one's for my dad. But yeah, these are just my absolute parents' songs of all time. So My Love Is Your Love by Whitney Houston. It takes me back to my childhood room in Battersea, like just when there was a radio, and I'm just looking at the radio and singing to the radio, singing along with the radio. And I just attached it to my mother. So my mother, my parents separated when I was like 3. So I didn't necessarily have a memory, I don't know, like a picture of her, a memory of her per se. But I had pictures of her, but I didn't, like, I don't know, like, it's not like I had an embodiment of her. I just had very conceptual ideas of her, of what a mother should be. And I guess this song, I just completely just like, yeah, that's mum's song. Like, I just attached her to that song. It's not even like a song that she sung. It wasn't even her favourite song. Like, I'm like speaking to her now and telling her that's her song. And she's like, oh, that's very interesting. Like, she just... She has no association to this song, but I just created such an association with her in this song. It's very weird. But again, just what music does. It just gets me every time. I mean, every time, point blank, period. I will shed a tear. I will just, it just takes me back. It just hits certain, you know, points in my brain that like tears will just start falling. It's just everything. It's literally my 6-year-old self, like, telling me that this is my mum singing to me. Like, you know, the start of the song is like, I think it's Whitney's daughter, Bobby, is saying, sing, mommy. Like, I literally, like, yeah, that's my mum basically telling me. I'm telling my mum to sing to me. Like, that. Like, that's the story I created behind it. It's mad. Yeah, those two words just got my imagination completely running absolutely wild. And I have such an emotional bond with this song. So this will forever be mommy's song. Forever, forever, forever.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
sing, mommy.
And I'm standing on the front line, and the Lord asked me what I did with my life, I will say, I spent it with you.
God cares, all
is all
right. God cares, all
right. If I wake up in World War III, I see destruction and poverty. And I feel like I wanna go home. It's okay if you're coming with me.
Of
Last but not least, this is my father's song. So this is just this is just everything and so much more. I can't even play it. Like, I can't play it now because sadly he passed away last year, September, but he was absolutely phenomenal man. Like, words cannot describe how much, like, words just not enough to describe how much that my dad meant to me. I have three sisters and we all associate this song to him, which is crazy. So everyone's experienced different versions of dad, but even within those different versions of dad that we experienced, we all attach to this song, which is amazing and which is a beautiful thing, and we can all kind of bond with that. But yeah, it takes me back to his home office, like, you know, in my childhood house. Daddy used to have two huge speakers, and on his breaks from work he would just play music, and this was on the top of his playlist, and he would literally, he would pretend to be the conductor of the song, like conductor of the band, like moving his hands around, like dun, 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 dun. Like, he just thought he was just the coolest cat alive. But yeah, like, this song has no words. It's literally just like straight music. It's like proper jazz. There is a version with music, with words, but and we've listened to it, like, as sisters we've listened to it, but it's just not the same. Like, it would never be the same, because this is not the version, this is not the song. It has to be live or even recorded, but the recorded version is good, but the live ones are just as good. And yeah, again, the blues, building blocks of live music, the building blocks of jazz, it got me into jazz, it got me to watching going to watch live music, it got me, just broadened my musical taste, just like completely, like, you know, got me to like Ella Fitzgerald, like just widened the scope of like what music could be and what music was, and like how you can kind of, it's just not your hip hops, like, it's just not your, like, your R&B, it's not just like your pop, like, it's so much more. And those, you know, and music nowadays are kind of drawing inspiration from that. But yeah, it taught me so much. Taught me so much. And it's just absolutely timeless, absolutely iconic. It's just like epitomizes like my father in every single way, shape and form. And yeah, it's almost like, and like, it's almost fitting that this is the last song. It's almost fitting that this is like the ode to my father. Like, without him, I wouldn't have developed my love for music. Without him, I wouldn't just be the woman I am today. Absolutely one of my faves, like, absolutely one of my favorites. And I hope that you have either learned something new about me, broadened your playlist, or found something new and interesting from my playlist. And please go check out my morning mantra. I do add to it sometimes. It's just a mixture of absolutely everything. But I play in the morning, when I'm getting ready, not every day, but most days. And yes, please tell a friend, tell your auntie, tell your cousin, like tell someone, just spread the word of this podcast. I'm also looking for guests to come on and to, I want to hear your stories. It's like enough about me, like me, done and dusted, job done. It's about you now. It's about you, it's about the guests, it's about people. I just want to hear your stories. So if you feel like you can do what I just did, as hard as that bloody was to find 5 songs, come get in contact with me, slide in my DMs, send me an email. All my socials, all my information is going to be in the description box. So get in contact. Don't be shy. But yeah, I'm looking forward to hear your stories. I'm looking forward to hear your feedback. Let me know what you think. And I will catch you at the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Have a beautiful week, beautiful people. And I'll speak to you soon. Well, you'll hear from me soon. Take care. Mm-hmm.